This is Slade Robertson from Shift Your Spirits with the guided meditation portion of the class on talking to your spirit guides. Prior to receiving this attunement, you should have chosen and cleared your power object according to the instructions included in the PDF report you received, along with the MP3 recordings in Part 1 of the Automatic Intuitive Response class, Talking to Your Spirit Guides. This guided meditation is also intended to be listened to after the lectures. If you don't have your power object handy right now, or you've not yet performed the energy clearing, please return to this meditation after you've prepared the object according to the instructions and listened to the lecture tracks. During this visualization, we're going to charge your object so that it acts as a key or device, programmed with the exact energies your guides feel is necessary for your continuing work with them. You may then use the programmed key from this point forward to access the vibration of your attunement. Applied to the techniques and practices we discussed in the lectures, you should then be able to take your communications with spirit to a whole new level. You may wish to think of your heightened awareness as a program that's already been downloaded into your very being. I believe that intuitive or psychic abilities may one day be proven to be entirely biological, encoded in our DNA. Or you may think of your awareness as a song, an MP3 sound file that exists in your internal library that needs only to be opened and played with the proper equipment in the right context. The object you've selected will act as an icon on your inner desktop. Just like a shortcut on your computer can be clicked to open or run or play the program, but is not in and of itself the actual program or function. It's a button or trigger. It's a symbol. Place your object somewhere close to you during this visualization. Preferably, keep it near the left side of your body. If it's small enough, hold it in your left hand, which is your receptive hand, the hand that receives energy. The hand you write with is your dominant or projective hand. Your non-dominant hand is your receptive hand. If you're right-handed, the left hand or non-dominant hand is a receptive extension of the heart chakra. If you're left-handed, you may wish to reverse all references to dominant and non-dominant. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Allow your breath to slow. Just concentrate on breathing in through the nose, holding it deep in your belly, and expelling the breath smoothly and completely through your mouth. There's no right or wrong here. You cannot fail. This isn't a test. Your subconscious will store the entire experience regardless of how hard you concentrate. If your mind wanders as I'm speaking, let it wander. You can't be left behind. Your awareness may circle out and then come dashing back. You may feel your consciousness move up and away from the body and then it may come crashing back in. Just keep breathing deeply to calm and center the body and listen to what I describe just as you would listen to a story being read to you. Imagine that you're retreating, withdrawing into the center of yourself. There's a tiny safe room behind your heart that you can back into and close the door. A control room where you can observe everything that's taking place within your physical body. Picture your body as a hollow chamber, like a blow-up doll, and all that is beneath your skin, inside, dissolving and melting. Picture all the individual cells of your body releasing the electric life force as a fog or a mist or a gas that has no boundaries. Collect this energy. Pull it from your extremities, from your feet, from your fingertips. Gather it toward your heart. As this mist moves toward your center, it condenses, it becomes thicker, and it begins to glow. Your skin becomes transparent, even as the glowing mist becomes brighter. You're like a lantern with a flame at the center that grows more intense as your skin becomes clear as glass. Your light spills out beyond your body. It attracts the attention of flying things like moths coming closer to a lamp in the dark. They are gathering around you, observing, watching, attending, and assisting you. You're now ready to ground this energy, to direct the glowing light that is your consciousness, to send a silver cord deep into the earth to anchor your spirit. Imagine that your tailbone begins to grow, pointing toward the ground. This tail is tough like a metal wire, like a guitar string or a piano string. It's silvery, metallic in color, and shimmers like a dense strand of silk, like a fat string of spider web made of the condensed material of this glittering essence that flows freely through you now. Feel this tail growing like the root of a tree, slowly at first and then gaining speed like a time-lapse film of a single root extending faster and deeper into the earth, heading straight toward the center of the earth. It breaks through all layers of dirt and rock, like a laser drilling further and further down, faster and faster, and when it reaches the molten core at the center of the earth, you are plugged into the very planet itself. Your energy is anchored at the center of the earth, and you are grounded. You are connected, rooted, plugged in. An electric force flashes back up this cord into your body, and you know that you cannot be torn away from this anchor. You can move anywhere like a kite unraveling into the sky. Your awareness can fly freely, wafting, anchored to the ground, unbreakable and safe. Let's go back to this connection point in your body and begin extending this energy further upwards. Your first chakra, the base of your spine, is now lit up, spinning and glowing. The sparkling mist, the fluid essence that is you, continues to rise, condensing closer along your spine. It moves away from your stomach toward your back, toward the place along your spine behind your organs. Keep breathing it up. With each breath, the energy rises a little higher. Your heart feels heavy, warm, and full as this energy passes behind it. Feel it around your lungs, bathing all the organs inside your body like waves that come in and go out. It's a warmth that's rising within you and surrounding you in your safe center. Your heart is bathed in a fluid, swirling mass. Your heart is like an engorged rose, opening slowly in response to the warmth. Breathe deeply. If you feel resistance, exaggerate the motion of your chest. Make your chest rise and fall, your stomach pooch out, your ribs expand in response to this fullness of breath meeting the rising warmth of light. Trace it quickly up from the earth's center again, seeing it moving at electric speed all the way up the tail, the root that's plugged into the ground. It moves as fast as lightning, glittering, glowing, humming up into your body, past all your organs to your throat. It's as if your body is submerged in a hot tub of liquid with just your head sticking out now. Sit here for a moment, with your head above the line of the rising energy. Feel your entire body relaxed and drifting slightly, melting with gentle, subtle forces. You're submerged in a jacuzzi of soft jets of energy rising through your hollow, floating glass body. And you are shining. Take a moment to soften the grip of your jaw. Let the muscles that are holding your eyebrows in a frown go slack. Let the tension that squeezes your eyes shut relax just a little further. Feel your ears shift slightly on your skull as the outer surfaces of your skin, your face, your neck, your very scalp stretches and surrenders. Remember, this energy is speeding from the center of the earth all the way up through the root of your spine and pushing up against the inside of your skull. Your scalp, your hair, the bones of your skull begin to melt, to dissolve. There's a soft spot on your head again, like the day you were born. There is nothing to keep this energy from extending further, up and away, spraying from the crown of your head into the sky. The light hesitates and then finally bursts through the top of your head, spraying into the space around you like a fountain. There's a curtain of liquid light coming from the top of your head, shaped like an umbrella, with a skirt of energy falling all around you, enveloping you. The glow of the light and mist that was within you is now released. There is no glass skin holding your energy within. There is only the gravity of your own mass. You have become a bright star. There are entities all around you bathing in the fountain of your light, like delighted children playing in the spray of a garden hose in summer. Some of them dance on legs, others seem to dash and swim about you like dolphins. Some of them seem ghostly, ephemeral, like smudges in the air. Others may be orbs of winking light. Others still are streaks and streamers, as if you're accompanied by fireworks. You can sense their excitement. Some of them come close to you and you can see the hint of a smile or a laughing face. These are your guides, attending you, protecting, celebrating, playing in your light, allowing it to merge with their own. Notice how many of these entities there are. The great number swirling around you is probably surprising. Did you have any idea that there were this many? There's a crowd gathered about you as if you're at an enormous outdoor event or concert. Is this a city of some kind? Or are those buildings made of light? Or are they perhaps impossibly tall angelic beings standing guard? Take a moment to look around at all who are in attendance. Some have distinctly recognizable human form. Some may present to you as animals. Some you do not recognize as living creatures, yet you feel their intelligence. Notice the shapes they assume, how they move, the distinct colors. They're all standing so close together now, in a circle around this fountain of energy that you've become. The beings around you are bobbing and weaving in and out of one another, greeting one another with great excitement. You're in the company of literally hundreds of spiritual beings. They are expecting you. They have organized in anticipation of the work you are here to do. You have the protection of, access to, and the connection to any and all of the beings you find present here. A tall form steps closer to the fountain of light that falls all around you. This entity reaches into the fountain and takes away a small handful of the substance that you have become. Notice what this substance looks like and especially how it seems to behave. It changes shape, its surface seems to shift. It's like a chunk of metallic dough. It's like a fat drop of mercury. It's like a piece of a star. The entity holds this material out to you, cupped in both its hands. It shows it to you, smiles, and bows its head, waiting for your instructions. It will now shape this piece of your light with your intentions, molding it, infusing it with vows and powers. I will speak now on your behalf, and the intentions follow my voice as if it were your own. Divine Creator, Holy Father God, Goddess Mother of us all, Ascended Master Teachers, Saints, Archangels and your emissaries, Spirit Guides and Guardians, attend us. May our intentions be always in alignment with divine love, light, and truth. We ask that you make us your vessels to serve the highest good of all involved. Archangels, Ashers, and Guardians, protect us absolutely from this day forward. Let our arrangements here today provide total and complete security and protection. Let nothing disturb the power of this grace. All lesser spirits that do not serve us are banished from this light. Let us only know the wisdom of the Most High entities in accordance with benevolent divine will. We are open to your divine guidance. We expect and anticipate your assistance and protection. We trust your direction and advice. We acknowledge and act upon your wise counsel to the best of our abilities. Make your signs and messages clear to us, unmistakable, impossible to ever miss or dismiss again. We pray in the spirit of all truths, both named and unknowable, and ask for your blessings now. If you have a specific intention you wish to include, take a moment now to present it to your guides. In what area of your life could you use a little extra assistance at this time? If you have a special prayer, whatever it may be, hold it in your heart. Hold it in your mind's eye right now and picture yourself as you will be when this prayer is answered. What is your prayer? Your deepest secret wish, think of it now. The spirit who attends you now folds your intentions and your prayers into the small star in its hands and holds it out to you. Reach out with your left hand and accept this power. This device is a gift to you from the benevolent entities assembled here. It is a special tool which you take with you. It's a symbol of the promises made here in this prayer. It allows you to connect with and to communicate with any being present at this gathering. This is your key. Look down at this key and hold it in your left hand and say thank you. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Come back to the here and now and see this key in your hand beside you. The device, the gift you were given to bring back, now exists in the form of the object you have chosen and cleansed prior to this programming. You need only look at it, touch it, or hold it to be reminded of where its energy comes from and what it represents. Now, whenever you sit down to engage your guides in the divine dialoguing techniques we have discussed, you may use this object to enhance your communication with spirit.